Tristan.
I'm Jessica.
I'm Raven.
No.
I'm Gemma.
And you're listening to Phoenix Cast. This is episode one, Discussion Horcruxes.
Okay, well, I had an idea that the sorting hat could be a horcrux.
That's actually a pretty good idea. It is it's an object of Roger Gryffindor's.
So he popping. Goes and he kills the girl, Moaning Myrtle, with the basilisk, right? And then he probably goes straight to Professor Diped, the headmaster, and say, like, it's Hagrid. And then he would probably go off to investigate, and then he'd turn the sorting hat into a horcrux.
And then now Dumbledore protects his own horcrux. It's like so weird.
Yeah, and then it's really strong. I mean, it isn't the safest place in the world technically supposed to be Hogwarts, guys. So, I mean.
And that's why he wanted to come back to check on it.
And if the headmaster is holding it, it's obviously not going to be easy to damage and nobody would suspect it.
Yeah, no one would suspect it. That's what the horcrux really is. Because obviously Dumbledore has control of it, so.
And he is supposed to be like the greatest wizard ever.
Well, I read on J.K. Rowling's website that she said it wasn't true.
Yeah, she did disprove that on the website, but it would have been a really good theory if it wasn't.
Yeah, she said that Horcruxes don't go displaying themselves by singing songs in public. That's literally what she said.
That was
a good theory.
Yeah, I know, it would have been a really good theory, but whatever. I think a sock could be a good horcrux.
My idea!
Yeah, well, shut up.
It's a pink sock with hearts and puppy dogs. doubt that.
I really seriously doubt that, Jessica. I think, like, obviously we have an object of Slytherin Ravenclaw. Nagini's, obviously, that's a horcrux.
Yeah, because I mean, seriously.
I mean.
And the golden cup.
Yeah, I think the golden cup and the, what was it? Like
the locket.
The locket. I always think that it's like, and the ring was a horcrux, but I always, like, get this feeling that there's, like, a shield of Ravenclaws. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I mean, the tire is destroyed, but.
Wait, anything of Harry's could be, because if Harry's a hair of Gryffindor.
Yeah, he's probably heir of Gryffindor.
So. He is. He got the sword, which means anything of his is technically kind of like Gryffindor.
Yeah, so it could be like Harry's sock.
It does.
Yeah, Harry's sock.
I think it might be Harry's sneakoscope.
Yeah, I doubt that. So.
But did you realize that they threw out Voldemort's Horcrux?
So I know.
They took the locket that they couldn't open. That was probably Horcrux.
That was a Horcrux.
And so obviously we know that is Regulus Black.
Yeah, we obviously know that Rab is going to be Regulus. Do you know what my favorite? My favorite theory ever is.
What?
That Rab is Bellatrix and Rodolphus, or Rodolphus and Bellatrix. A, we know that Bellatrix is never gonna come after Rodolphus in the name. I mean, seriously. But I mean, like, why would she betray her master like that?
Yeah,
it's nothing.
And some people think that, like, meaning Stacy, that RIB is like Professor Binns.
Yeah, you know, so Stacy, you're funny.
Yeah.
Why would it be
Stacy? We love you. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. I think that Rab. J.K. Rowling, we all know that she's not that obvious, but Rab is probably Regulus. I mean, like, she's given us hints before, and I don't think that she expected us all to catch that hint, but I read it on MuggleNet, so, yeah.
But,
what?
I mean.
What were you going to say?
It doesn't really have to do with her.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
What other Horcruxes do we think there are?
Well, we obviously know the locket's a Horcrux.
Locket, the cup.
How many Horcruxes are there?
There's supposed to be six, but one was destroyed.
So and
two
how
were
many
destroyed.
We have so far?
Two were destroyed.
The one and one's missing. The wing. And one's missing.
Nagini, the locket, and the cup.
Yeah.
And something like the sword.
Five,
so we need one more.
And the sword, it's not going to be the sword, though, because that disappeared.
And also, he never destroyed it in the beginning. If he was already hunting for them, he didn't destroy it while he was hunting.
Yeah.
He just kept it in his office for some reason.
If it was the sorting hat, he'd never think to destroy the hat.
I'm shooting you into oblivion, hat.
Yeah.
Singing hat.
Yes, singing hot, nutty, nutty, dum.
But it's definitely something that we've heard of. Cause they wouldn't bring something new in the seventh book.
Yeah,
they wouldn't. Just be weird.
Annoying.
So we.
What if Harry's scar is the heart?
It's not Harry's scar. Okay, Stacey, I love you for this argument. Why would Voldemort want to kill his own Horcrux?
Because his Horcrux's powers he knows not, and that his Horcrux can be the downfall, and once he's fully powerful, he can just go and make more Horcruxes.
Look, the power he knows not
is... It's painful to make Horcruxes. Horcruxes. Guys. We don't want to make more. Yeah. He can't tell. He doesn't even know when they're destroyed.
Guys, think about it this way.
Make them.
We already probably can assume that the power he knows not is love. Because...
They already mentioned that.
Love.
They already mentioned that, too.
I mean, yeah, we know that already. Yeah, so we know that already. And J.K. Rowling, we know her. She's not going to come up with a new idea. In
because
this book.
She always leads up.
She already figured it out.
Yeah, she already had. Did you know that she has like the last chapter locked up in a vault? That's what I heard.
Yeah,
I don't believe
it's pretty much. I think it's almost all written though.
Yeah, it's almost all written. I really can't wait to get that. But back to Horcruxes. Back to Horcruxes.
Okay, so because J.K. Rowling always leads up to her things. Like there's always foreshadowing of it.
There's gonna be foreshadowing.
She has. Yeah.
Really
there
probably already is, and we don't know it.
Mr. Backrack would really like these books.
Has he even read them?
No.
He hasn't read them. So
weird. Back to Horcruxes.
Okay, back to Horcruxes. Nobody cares about our English teacher.
Yeah.
What Horcruxes do you think there are?
I feel like it's something.
His motorbike.
Okay.
I don't know. I thought it was a random object that had some importance that disappeared.
Yeah.
He borrows it and it disappears into nowhere.
Well, it's gonna be something very important. You know what would be really interesting?
I think Harry's broom is a Horcrux.
Which one? The one that got destroyed by the Womp? No, he's destroyed. it's 15,000, and it's destroyed. So there's another Horcrux.
Yeah, well,
destroyed.
Okay, yeah. Well, I think. Well,
what another Weasley car?
No. You know what would be a really, really interesting Horcrux?
The Whomping Willow!
Guys, this would be a really interesting Horcrux. Just think about it. Like, the veil.
What veil?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Veil.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably not, but wouldn't that be really interesting, though? Because, like,
it kills people. I mean,
I think one thing about the veil is that, like, people underestimate its importance. It's really important.
It kills.
Think that, like, we all know that anything that kills Sirius or has some relevance to killing Sirius is going to be really, really important.
Especially because it was on purpose, and they all know it because he set it up. So that, because they knew that Harry was gonna wanna go save Sirius, and Sirius would wanna go save Harry.
Yeah.
So they knew that he was gonna go and.
Yeah, but I don't think that they meant to kill Sirius. They didn't mean to kill Sirius.
Sirius wouldn't have gone through after him because Sirius knew what it was.
Yeah.
So Sirius wouldn't, but Harry didn't know what it was, so he could have gone through. He was going to go through.
Yeah, which would have been cool.
I think their plan was for Harry to go through it, but he didn't.
I don't think so. I think that they didn't suspect that Bellatrix would kill Sirius. I mean. I suppose that it'd be really interesting if they did, like, that was part of the plan, but in the sixth book, it mentions, I mean, Snape says something about along the lines of, like, yeah, well, I give you full credit for finishing Black off, like, at least we got to kill him, meaning, like, you know, yeah.
Yeah,
at least he got to kill him.
But I think they were trying to get Harry to go in the veil.
No, I don't think that the veil was of much importance. They wanted the prophecy, and that's all they wanted. They didn't want to kill Harry.
Once Harry dropped the prophecy...
No, they weren't going to kill him. They were going to kill his friends, but they weren't going to kill him. Voldemort is too freaking conceited to let him just walk away, like, killed by another Death Eater or something like that. It's, like, not going to happen.
He wants to kill himself. He has to do
like
it.
Like Snape says, the Dark Lords don't hurt him, like, in the end of the sixth book. Voldemort's supposed to kill him.
Yeah. Also, there's going to be a final face-off between Harry and Voldemort.
Duh.
In the next book, like J.K.'s confirmed it. Go Stacy for telling me that. Stacy, I love you.
Yeah, because obviously, because it wouldn't be much of a story if Harry wasn't up against Voldemort again.
Yeah,
because that's what everybody's anticipating and waiting
Everyone
for.
Everyone knows. It's sort
well,
of
yeah.
The thing is that
prophecy says that one has to be neither
can
be
alive.
While the other survives.
So what if that? But means Noah, that Harry has to kill Neville.
Okay, guys.
But
Noah
has already disconfirmed that.
But Noah's not like that.
Oh right.
Okay, guys. Can we get back to Horcruxes?
Yeah.
So I mean, like. There's really no other big Horcrux theories that...
Oh, I'm kind of wondering if Voldy might have made, like, his father's grave or something.
Yeah, that would be interesting. That would be... Well, you know, would be better. His mother's grave. Because his mother is technically a descendant of Salazar Slytherin. But the thing is that... Was Harry's parents buried?
No.
I think that they were. Think about it. Okay. maybe he made Godric's Hollow, like part of Godric's Hollow a Horcrux.
Something's hidden.
Okay.
In Godric's
or maybe
Hall.
Something's hidden.
He's going back there.
Maybe yeah. Dumbledore's grave or dead
yeah.
Dumbledore.
No, it's not dead
no,
Dumbledore.
Dumbledore.
Look, it's it could be Harry's parents, like their grave. Although technically that was already that was created after the whole like Horcrux incident was done, and stuff. But that would be really interesting because if Harry is the descendant of Gryffindor and his father is pure blood. Then technically, it'd be like if they made his father's body a Horcrux.
But wait,
they can
what?
Do that, can't they?
Well, the question is, how long does it take to create a Horcrux? Because
and how long?
Because
how
he couldn't. Yeah,
him
well,
him
no.
Again.
The thing is that we don't know how long it takes, and if it didn't take very long,
and he did them all
he
at once.
Yeah, well, no. But if it didn't take very long, he could have made Harry's father's body a Horcrux before he went to go kill Lily or Harry. We don't know.
Can I?
Yeah.
Wait, he could have made any random object when he tried to kill Harry. If it takes a really small time, he was saving it for important deaths, right? And Harry is definitely an important death. So what if he had all set up to make Harry's death a Horcrux? So what if he had turned any random object around into the Horcrux before, like when it backfired?
But,
if it took like, a split second, it could just be like that, and it could be like a broom or some
no,
weird
but,
random
but,
object
but,
lying
but
around.
Guys, you guys,
it's not like a portkey.
No, but the object has to be of some importance to him also.
But what if he was dying? Is he really going to care what it is? If he wants the Horcrux?
Well, he wasn't dying if it was...
But if he wanted all seven, in case, say, someone got destroyed or somebody found out about them, he could just... It's like his life, and he would have just made a random object. I mean, what would you rather have? Your life depended in, like, a pencil or not at all?
Yeah. Well, he already had the other Horcruxes, though.
But what if
no.
somebody found them?
Guys, wait, remember, it says in the last book that, or the previous book, that they were planning, Voldemort wanted to make Harry's death a Horcrux. It means that maybe there isn't another one. It
yeah,
means that
maybe
he was
planning
to make a seventh one, but he didn't.
No, that was Nagini, because he used Nagini to kill the old man in the fourth book. That
you know
was
when,
the seventh Horcrux.
We don't know that, though. How do we know that Nagini wasn't already a Horcrux? How do we know that he didn't already have Nagini? We don't know anything about Nagini.
We don't know anything about the Horcruxes, and what if he didn't have a chance to make any of them?
Yeah.
That
I doubt he already knows that he did.
Well, we already know that he did.
That'd be a real letdown.
Those are the only two that he actually ended up making.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know how long it takes to make them. Maybe he made them all at once and just put them in different places all at once.
Or maybe he,
like
made
really
them, like, one by one over a long period of time.
Mm-hmm. You never know, like,
yeah.
how many he actually made.
I mean, what we know
really
is that...
Guess.
What we know is that Harry... Harry, God, you know, I have some serious issues. What we know is that Voldemort is obviously using his childhood memories with these Horcruxes. I mean, one was hidden in this cliff, in this cave where he used to terrorize children. Cliff. So we know that he's probably going to hide these in places that have, like, the
some
relevance.
Importance to him.
The orphanage! One might be hidden in the orphanage.
Godric's
Hollow
is 3 minutes out. Slughorn's office, because he found out, like, the information he needed to know there.
Guys,
there's something
it's
at
not,
Hogwarts,
it wouldn't
there's
be
always...
There
would
be something at Hogwarts, because that's the most mm-hmm. important place. If you
yeah.
put some important places,
but,
that's why he wanted to come back as DADA teacher.
He
yeah.
won't come back as DADA teacher. I mean, it's
no,
possible.
That's why he wanted to.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Harry.
No, I'm talking about Voldemort.
Somebody slap me.
Okay.
Hey, no.
No, because that makes sense. He wanted to put in Slughorn's office. That's why he wanted to get back as the
or
DADA teacher, because then he could get into Slughorn's office easily
because
he just
be
a
it's true that there has to be something in Hogwarts.
Yeah, I know.
But
guys!
More secrets than anyone else.
It's hidden in the room
secret.
Of requirement. If it's hidden
oh,
anywhere,
yeah.
remember
oh,
the
so
room with hidden
stuff.
Things. Wait a minute. It's
so
probably
obvious.
It's probably in one of those objects. Probably one of the
yeah,
objects
of
J.K. Rowling mentioned.
Yeah, like in the
described
book.
In the South.
Yeah. It might be in the box. It might be
yeah.
the box. Remember the two boxes that you can travel?
No, that's not it.
That's already.
It's really a shame that I don't have the sixth book right in front of me because
I didn't get it.
Go get it. It's like right under our nose.
I mean, it has to be. If
they
the room requirement,
stuff.
The room requirement is
yeah.
you can only get into it if you need it. So maybe he needed it to hide this.
Or the Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah.
Something, one of, you know, all those statues that are there? He could have turned one of those into them.
That would have been a really good idea.
Because not only, but in the only room. Somebody that can speak.
Okay, hi, Snow. Hi. Snow got it.
But the thing is that it's...
Wait, can I say... you guys keep talking.
There. Whatever. But the thing is that as soon as he used the basilisk, because he could be, like, around... He could be there. He could have given it orders to go and kill them from the Chamber of Secrets. And then, as soon as it was done, he might be able to feel it because it split his soul. And then he turned it into one of those statues into it. Because it describes all those stuff.
But the thing about the room is, don't they use
the basilisk's body? The basilisk, he could have turned the basilisk into it. And then when the basilisk died, the body became.
But the thing about, like, Nagini is, like, related to the basilisk. Yeah. I don't know, but the room of requirements, though, he could have wished, he could have made it that he
could have. Nobody could ever find it.
Yeah, he could have made it that when he went in, that only he could find it. Him or one of his Death Eaters could find it for him.
Okay, wait. So here it would be guys, do you want me to read this to you or not?
Yes.
It says, he gasped. Despite his haste, his panic, his fear of what awaited him back in the bathroom, he could not help to be overwrought, whatever, by what he was looking at. He was standing in a room the size of a large cathedral, whose high windows were sending shafts of light down upon what looked like a city with towering walls, but built of what Harry knew to be objects hidden by generations of Hogwarts inhabitants. There were alleyways of roads bordered by teetering piles of broken and damaged furniture, stowed away, perhaps to hide the evidence of mishandled magic, or else hidden by castle-proud elves. There were thousands and thousands of books, no doubt banned or graffitied or stolen. There were winged catapults and fanged frisbees, some still with enough life in them to hover half-heartedly over the mountains of other forbidden items. There were chipped bottles of congealed potion, hats, jewels, cloaks, and what looked like a dragon eggshell. Corked bottles whose contents contained whose contents still shimmered evilly. Several rusting swords and a heavy blood-stained axe.
It's probably one of those.
Least one of those has to come back. Because I doubt she put all those things in there for no reason whatsoever.
So they're probably going to come back in the story, and one of them's going to end up being a whole.
Hey, guys, it mentioned, it mentioned three rusting swords, okay?
Yeah, it said three.
It didn't say a couple, it said three.
It said three rusting swords.
That's not the point I'm trying to make.
Slytherins,
Hufflepuffs, and Ravenclaw.
Well, what I'm saying is, yeah, whatever. What I'm trying to point out is that the likelihood that she'd mentioned that there were swords in there without them being important are really unlikely. Especially, swords are going to be a big part, and that probably means less.
Especially work. Because she mentioned, she doesn't just say a few swords, it says three rusting swords. So she just makes it so that.
It was three plus the Gryffindor one makes four. Exactly. And then there's four, one from each of the four founders. So there's Slytherin, Ravenclaw, and Hufflepuff.
God, you know, you're right. Wait a minute. Because we're looking for four more Horcruxes because they've destroyed two. Now, what's three plus one? That's four. It means that the last sword maybe is a Horcrux. I mean, this is, like, really twisted logic, and I think that we're getting seriously...
Can you make a group of things a Horcrux? Like, all three? Like, be the Horcrux? Like,
I doubt. I really doubt it. I think it just proves that the last Horcrux is probably the sword. But, I mean, like, the thing is that he needs a true Gryffindor to pull it out of the hat, and he's not.
But what if he had a friend that was a true Gryffindor? Or what if he tricked somebody into getting it out for him?
Or maybe he just, like, found it and then put it in.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
No. Gryffindor would have put it in. Because remember, it says Gryffindor put some brains in me. He probably put the sword in with them.
Yeah.
And would only give them to the person in need or something.
It's possible.
Yeah.
I think this discussion has pretty much died down.
No, but yeah, wait, the mirror of Aristotle, he could have hidden something like Dumbledore did in the mirror.
I don't think the mirror is gone. The mirror of Aristotle is coming back.
I know, well, definitely. Yeah,
that could be a Horcrux. That'd be interesting. Okay, Kristen, let's hear your theory. Yeah.
And that's how it knows everything.
Chris. So, Snow.
Okay, so my strange theory is that maybe, remember how they kept saying that they're searching the Malfoy Manor? I'm not sure, but It could be like a Horcrux was hidden in the Baphomet. It's kind of unlikely, but
it's possible.
Lucius was probably like his one of his most loyal Death Eaters.
You know, Snow has a point, but the thing is that he's already given him the diary.
He wouldn't have given. He wouldn't have trusted the same Death Eater with two in case that Death Eater was tracked or something.
Or like that Death Eater is like retarded. Like or Lucius.
If that Death Eater turns on him, then he'd have two parts instead of one.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, if there was another one hidden, he'd need somebody to guard it.
Yeah.
And he would have gotten Lucius out of jail.
Yeah.
I think this discussion basically over though.
Yeah. Wait. You know what?
What?
The discussion's over. Wait a minute. Why did I just say that? Okay.
Okay. You guys.
Okay. Yeah. So that wraps up Phoenix Cast episode 1.